Alright guys, welcome. So what we're going to try to do during the Chazar Shurim is we're going to try to just cover everything that we did over the course of the week and condense it down to the basics and just basically go over all the shitos and the basic trends that we were suggesting for the different Rishonim. If anybody has any questions in general on Shir, like you're welcome to bring them up during Chazar Shir, or if you have additional comments, or if you have creative readings of a Toast to Rush doesn't work out, you could bring it up also. It's more than welcome. Well? Alright, so the first question we raise is the question of Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay, how do the different Rishonim count the Mitzvos Aseh of Shabbos? So here we found three different Shitos. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. So he counts of Yom HaShvi Tishbos. Shvi Samim Melacha. So clearly the Rambam holds there's a Mitzvos Aseh of Shvisa that's Chal on Isser Melacha. In contrast, the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, Rabbi Yitzchak Mikar Bey, so he doesn't count the mitzvah asay of Shvisa Melacha at all. It's all focused just on the Amelos asay. There's a mitzvah asay of Shabbos, but has nothing to do with Yisr Melacha. There's Sajigon in Sefer Mitzvos, Asay Lamed Dalin. So he quotes the pasuk of, or he quotes, doesn't quote a pasuk, but he says, Shemor HaShabbos. So Yuchim Fishel Perlau points out that he holds there's a mitzvah asay of Lishbos Mi Melacha on Shabbos. Okay, now the problem is that Rav Sajigon Soser himself, in his Sefer HaMitzvos that we have, so he says that there's an Aseh, and then later on he also posits that there's a Los Aseh of Isser Melacha. Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau points out that in his Azharos that he derives from the Saras HaDibros, so Rav Sajigon only posits a Mitzvah Aseh of Shabbos. So it's very problematic. Right? There he only paskins an aseh of Shabbos, doesn't paskin the los aseh, los aseh kol melacha. Here in the Sefer Mitzvos of Sajigon that we have in his longer list, so he counts an aseh and a los aseh. So how do you reconcile the two different perushim of Rav Sajigon? Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau suggests is that really according to Rav Sajigon, the fundamental violation of Shabbos, or the main mitzvah, is the mitzvah aseh, Shemar HaShabbos. Except that you need to add on a lav to include something that's not nichlal in the assay. And for him, that's mechamer. So what turns out is that the sheet of Rav Sajigon is the exact opposite of the sheet of the smak. According to the smak, there's no mitzvah assay of shvisa mimalacha at all on Shabbos, just the los assay. According to Rav Sajigon, the real ikur is the assay, shmor haShabbos. In order to include mechamer, which is not a proper malacha, that's included in the assay, so we add on a los assay. But the main violation is the assay, and that's why Rav Sajigon in his Asharos that he derives from the Asharos HaDibros, Rav Sajigon only discusses the assay of Shvisa Mimlacha. Doesn't even discuss a mitzvah los assay. So Rav Sajigon and the Smak argue about the relative importance of the assay versus the los assay, and the Raman Sefer HaMitzvos paskins both. Raman paskins assay and alav, and the Chinuch also paskins an assay alav, and most Rishonim paskin an assay and alav. Now you have this general concept that sometimes you could have an assay that's there to reinforce a los assay, but sometimes you have that relationship inverted. You have a los assay that's there to reinforce an assay. Okay, so it's a very important Ramban in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Daled where he discusses that sometimes the los assay is just there to protect the assay. And for example, the Ramban suggests that if women are pater from mitzvah seisha as man grama, when the los assay is there, it's just to reinforce the assay, so women will be exempt from the lav. Even though generally we say that Hushva Akasov Ish Isha Lachol Onshin Shabbat Torah. Okay, so if the assay is really, or if the lav is there just to reinforce the assay, if women are putter from the assay, they may be putter from the lav also. Okay, so that's just a way to highlight that the relationship between the lav and the assay could sometimes have important nafkamina. Yeah.
I don't know if you mentioned here, but the Uraim have Mitzvah Moreh Shabbos.
Moreh Shabbos?
It might be interesting. That's the assay.
Fear Shabbos.
Yes.
In addition to...
I don't think they have regular assay.
Nah, that's interesting.
All right. Sense.
Yeah. Shepso Saitishmoru. I hear that. Interesting. So we'll see. Okay. So that's the difference that you find in the Moni HaMitzvos. The second important thing that we find in the Rishon in the Moni HaMitzvos is what pasuk are they quoting? So the Rambam throughout quotes the pasuk of Tishbos. Rest. You should desist. Or Tishbos. Abstain from Malacha. The Gemara in Kufi Dalam and Beis and the Ramban and Daf Samech Tes, so he quotes a different pasuk. They quote Shabbason, which has a different connotation. Shabbason Shvos. And that's where they build the Asay of Shabbos around. Tosas and Samach Tes and Rav Sajagon and the Bahaga and the Urayim, so they all quote Shmarta Masa Shabbos, then Shmira. So we suggested in Shir that they have different connotations. Tishbo sounds like it's an active resting. Right? We should make Shabbos different somehow. Ushmarta Masa Shabbos sounds like the Kiyum Asay is there to protect some sort of antecedent lav. Ushmartem es haShabbos. There is a concept of Shabbos. That would be the Lo Sasa Kol Melacha. And Ushmartem es haShabbos. Right? Guard that din. Right? So it could be that if you hold Ushmartem, then you're assuming that the Asay is there to reinforce something that's already pre-existent. Alternatively, you could say that Ushmartem also has connotations of a lav. Right? Ushmartem es haShabbos. Yishamer. Right, Yishamer could be a lav. So even though here it's an Asay, but it has connotations of Lo Sasa Kol Melacha already built into the essay. So it's not clear how to take Ushmartem es haShabbos. But either way, the Rishonim quote three different Pesukim, the Rambam has Tishbos, the Gemara and the Ramban have Shabbaton, Tosos and Rav Sajgon, the Bahag and the Urayim all quote Ushmartem es haShabbos. So the most important question that we raise is, what's the relationship between this mitzvah Asay and the other Melachos of Shabbos? What's the essay coming to? What's it coming to teach you? So the Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph Beis quotes 2 days about Knivas Yarek. The Gemara wants to know if Knivas Yarek is also on Yom Kippurim Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. And the Gemara has 2 days. According to the first day, the Torah says Shabbos on Shavos. So what's it coming to teach you? The Gemara says Ilei Melam Malacha Ksiv Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Can't be that the essay is coming to prohibit Malacha. That we already know. So what's it coming? It's coming to teach you Shavosim. Elolava Knivas Yarek. It's coming to teach you not to do Knivas Yarek, which is a Shavos. Now, it would seem from the Pasha reading of the first day in the Gemara that the Asay is only Chal on Shavuzim. And the Gemara says, Ilei Melam Malacha, if it's coming from Malacha, that can't be, because we already know that Malacha is Asar. So Elamai, it's coming for Shavuzim. So just the Pasha reading of the Gemara is that the first day is coming Lafuke, there being an Asay on Kol Malacha, it's only coming on the Shavuzim. The second day in the Gemara turns around, the second day says, Amar Rabchiyah Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Yimakim Rishchoyos B'Shabzik, B'Knivas Yarek, fine. The Gemara answers, Lo, lo olam l'malacha. Really, Shabbos and Shavuos is coming to prohibit malacha. V'lavar ala ba'aseh v'lo saseh. It's coming to reinforce the lo saseh v'lo saseh kol malacha. Now, it seems pretty clear that according to the second day of the Gemara, the aseh is there just on the lo saseh kol malacha. It's reinforcing the lamatas malachos. It has nothing to do with Shavuosim. And that's why the Gemara says, according to the second day, Knivas Yarek is going to be mutter in Yom Kippurim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Because there never is any iser, there's never any pasuk that's telling you that Knivas Yarek is going to be Asr. So you have 2 days in the Gemara, whether that say is Chal on the Malachos, whether that say is Chal on the Shavuosim, and from the Pashat read of the Gemara, it seems like they're mutually exclusive. Gemara Tzchayis already points out that these 2 days are, or he thinks that these 2 days are mutually exclusive. He points also to the Gemara in Chavdal and Beis, where the Gemara there says, my time of the Ein Sorf and Kachim be Yom Tov. How come we're not Sorif? How come we don't burn Kachim on Yom Tov? So the Gemara quotes a bunch of deyas, and then at the end of Chof Dalam Beis, the Gemara quotes Rav Ashi, who says that Sreifas Kodshim is a mitzvah asay. Yom Tov is a mitzvah asay and a los asay. An asay can never be doche a los asay coupled with an asay. So Tosfos Yeshanim already points that, well, what do all those other deyas in the Gemara, what do they hold? Right, that seems to be a very obvious reason. The asay of Sreifas Kodshim can't be doche the los asay and the asay of Yom Tov. The asay of los of malacha and the los asay of malacha. So what are the other days in the Gemara hold? How come the Gemara is quoting Pesukim of Olas Chodesh or Araboker or Olas Shabbos Bishabato? What's going on? Or Hu Levado Yasei Lachem? So Tos says V'im Tomer Hanacham Roy Dilel the Sarvi Yom Tov Los Asay Greida Neilof Mehacha. Tos says you see from the first days in the Gemara that they hold that Yom Tov is only a los asay. There's no mitzvah asay whatsoever. There's no mitzvah asay of malacha. So the Maariv Chayes says that's exactly the first day on the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph Beis. The first day on Kuf Yud Aleph Beis holds that the Asay is only going on Shavuosim, not on Malacha. Those are the other days on Chof Dalam Beis that holds that there's no Asay of Isser Malacha on Yom Tov. Okay, so the Maariv Chayes lines up the 2 days in the Gemara, and Tosfos Yeshanim already makes the basic ara that according to those other days, it seems to be that there's no Asay of Shvisa in Malacha on Yom Tov. So the question then is, how literally do we take the first day in the Gemara? First day in the Gemara seems to hold that there's an Isser Shavuos Midaraisa. Shabbos on Shavuos, the Aser Knivas Yarek. So Rashi in our Gemara seems to hold that it's actually Midaraisa. The midi Rashi de Ramasla el lav leknivas yarek. The midi de lav melacha koyalei baasei de Shabbos on Shavos. The kivan de midi raisa aser b'chol Shabbos hashana. Hachalo sharina le mishum agmas nefesh. According to Rashi, so the limur in the Gemara seems to be dafka. There's a din de raisa of shvisa from shvusim, and therefore knivas yarek is also midi raisa on Shabbos. So you can never matir it on Yom Kippurim shechalios b'Shabbos. Din de raisa it's aser. Tosa says that can't be. Because the assumption of the Gemara is that on Yom Kippurim, Shechalios Bechol, Shavusim would be Mutter. Knivas Yarek would be Mutter. So Tos says, if Shavusim are an Isser Doraisa, how could there be a Doraisa distinction between the Isser Malacha of Shabbos and the Isser Malacha of Yom Kippur? So Tos says, Al Karcha, it must be, that it's only an Asmachta Ba'alma. And the Shavusim are Midraban, and the Gemara didn't mean the Gzeres HaKasuv literally. So Machukas Rashi Tosos. So it seems. Are the Shvusim Aser Midoraisa on Shabbos, or are they Aser Midrabanan on the cross and Asmachta Ba'alma? Tosos Harosh goes even further, and Tosos says, not Tosos Harosh seems to say that not only is the first day in the Gemara an Asmachta, but the second day in the Gemara also holds it's an Asmachta. Meaning, not only is it the case that the first day in the Gemara believes that Shvusim are only an Asmachta and they're Midrabanan, but even the second day in the Gemara that says Lavar Alav Ba'asei Velo Sa'asei also holds that the Asei of Shabbos on Shavuos is an Asmachta Ba'alma, which means that there's no Mitzvah Sa'asei of Shvisa Mimelacha Doraisa. It's only going to be a Lo Sa'asei. And maybe what the smach was getting at. Similarly, if you take that Tosfos Rosh seriously, you have the position of the Maharam, or his Diyuk in Tosfos on Kuf Lamed Beis on Beis. Tosos wants to know how come we don't learn out from the fact that Mila is Doche Taras that an Asei could be Doche a Los Asei Vasei. There's a Los Asei Vasei in Taras, according to the Gemara. So why don't you learn out that the Asei of Mila is Doche a Los Asei coupled with an Asei? So the Maram says, well, how come Tosos didn't ask from the fact that Mila is Doche Shabbos? Shabbos is an Asei and a Los Asei. Mila is an Asei. So if you do Mila Bismana B'Shabbos, you see that an Asei is Doche a Los Asei Vasei. So the Maram says, maybe Tosos holds that there's no Asei of Malacha on Shabbos. It's just a los asei. And Maram says, well, of course there's an asei of Shabbos in general, but asei is not associated with Isser Malacha. Okay, so if you take this reading of a Tosfos Rosh contra Aaron Siegel, and you couple that with the diuk of the Maharam, then you have a real opinion out there that the asei of Shabbos is not chal at all on the Isser Malacha. Shita the Maharam, Kuflam Bezim and Bezim Tosfos, and the Shita of the Tosfos Rosh trying to preserve the symmetry of the Limudim in the Gemara and Kuf Yudalad on Beis. Just like for the first day it's an Asmachta, so too for the second day of Lavar Labelos Asei Vasei, it's also an Asmachta. So I'll call upon him, despite the fact that the Limud in the Gemara seems to be exclusive, that the first day in the Gemara holds that the Asei is Chal on Shvusim and the second day holds that it's Chal on Yisra Melacha, so the Rambam Paskins that the Asei of Shabbos is Chal on both. Rambam Paskins and Aleph Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos and in Sefer HaMitzvos that there's a mitzvah Asei of Shvisa Mimelacha. Shvisa Vashvi Mimelacha Mitzvah Asei Shnemar Bayom HaShvi Tishbos. As Rambam says, Shvisa Mimelacha. Sounds like he's talking about the real Melachos. V'chol Ose Bo Melacha Bitel Asei V'avar Alos Asei. Right? So he's identifying the Bitel Asei with being over on the Los Asei. Right, so it's clear the Rambam holds that the Asei is Chal on the Melachos. There's no mention here about anything else. When you fast forward 20 prakim to Chaf Aleph Aleph, the Rambam says, Nemar b'Torah Tishbos, same Pasuk, Afil midvarim she'en on Melacha chayv lishbos mehen. So the Rambam quotes a word in the Torah, Pasuk d'oraisa, and he says, there's a chiv to be shoveis even from things that aren't Melacha. Midvarim harbe hein she'atzu chacham mishum shvos. And chacham asked a lot of things mishum shvos. Mehen dvarim asurim b'nei she'en domen l'melacha, mehen dvarim asurim gzeir shem yavo behen l'isra skila. So Rambam seems to have two different definitions of this non-melacha shvus d'oraisa. One of them is dvarim adomen l'melacha, and the second one is dvarim ameviim lidei isra skila. But it sounds from the Rambam that these are also d'oraisa, nemar b'Torah tishbos. So Rambam's paskening both. Rambam's paskening A, da'asei ischal on isra melacha, B, da'asei ischal on shvusim. So strange, how did the Rambam read the Gemara? And once you get over how the Rambam read the Gemara, it's clear that the Rambam has a third shita here. Right? The other Rishonim were saying either it's just this or it's just that. According to the Rambam, it applies to both. Not only that, the Magen Mishnah here goes back and forth. Does the Rambam mean that they're really d'oraisa, or does the Rambam mean that it's an asmachta and they're really midrabanan? But the Rambam in Parak Chav Dalet talks about other things that are asur and Shabbos, and it's clear over there that they're drabanan. Because the Rambam quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya, I believe. Am I correct? That's from Yeshaya? Okay, good. Yesh devarim shein asurim b'shabbos, afal pisha einam domin l'malacha, ve'einam evin l'idei malacha. And he quotes the pasuk, im tashiv mishabbos raglecha, sos chafatzecha, dabar davar. So it's clear that it seems that chaf alef alef is definitely some sort of a deraisa. Similarly, what do we do for Rashi? Right? Rashi and the Gemara seem to hold that all shvusim are midaraisa. It's very strange. All shvusim are midaraisa, knivas yerek midaraisa. Rashi and Kuftes Bav Mir Aleph says that for the Man Damar and the Gemara that Knivas Yerek is Mutter, so then Shusim are Midrabanan. But for the Man Damar that Knivas Yerek is Aser, then Shusim are Doraisa. So how do you understand the day that it's really Nisr Doraisa? Especially since we find so many kulas when it comes to Shusim. A Shvus B'Makom Tzorach might be Mutter, a Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. So how do you explain all these kulas? So the Maariv Chayos explains, and his comment, Kufi Dalet and Beis, big chiddush, probably the most expansive of the views that we've seen. Va'pirish to kol ha'shvusin asurim min ha'Torah, rak ha'Torah masr inyan shvusim l'chachamim l'hakel v'es ha'tzorech. Really, the Torah asers, there's a blanket prohibition. Torah gives a sweeping iser, d'oraisa, to all the shvusim, even non-melachas. Except that, the Torah also gave rishus to the chachamim to be mikil b'shas ha'tzorech. But the Maariv Chayos is preserving the real Doraisa status of all the Shusim. The Chacham have a koach to be Meiko. Mashal Ma'adavar Dome, maybe. Well, you find by Melachan Cholamoy, the Gemara in Chagiga and Dafir Ches says that Lamasra Akasav El Chachamim, that the Chacham have the right to define what's Asar and what's Mutter. But the Din is a Din Doraisa. Right? Remember, it's not like the Torah tells us what the Lamatas Melachos are either. Right? The Chacham also tells us what the Lamatas Melachos are. So over there, the Chacham are trying to figure out what they are. And they know that they're Lamatas Malachos, so they just have to figure out which are the right ones. And here, the Torah gives the Chachamim more carte blanche mobility to decide what's Asar and what's Mutter. But the force is clearly Midaraisa, except they have a Heter to be Mekel B'Shas HaTzorach. It's a very big Chiddush. So Rashi seems to hold their Daraisa. So the Maariv Chayos explains that it's because there's a blanket Din Daraisa and there's just special Heter Lehakil. Tosos goes in the other extreme, and Tosos says that they're all Asmachtas Ba'alma. They're not midaraisa. Beinayim, you have the shita of the Ramban and the Ritva, who try to create this double layered explanation. There's nisr klali midaraisa, not clear what it means, and there's nisr prati midrabanan. If you read the Ritva clearly in Kufi Dalet and Beis, it seems that the isr klali is midaraisa. What's the isr klali? To have menucha on Shabbos. Every specific or each individual Isser Prati is an Isser Midrabana. And it seems that if I violate one of the Pratim, so I'm really only violating a Drabana. According to the Maariv Chayos, if I violate a Prat, it sounds like I'm violating a Daraisa. The Ritva, who actually references his comments in Rosh Hashanah in what he writes in Hilchos Shabbos, in Maseches Shabbos, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah writes, is a clearer formulation. Brum. Sarachatl meida, the chom aida mina b'chol duchto shvus. Lav l'meima she'en lanu shvus min ha'Torah klal. Don't think that there's no shvus in midaraisa. The MK nimtzei Shabbos kichol min ha'Torah. And he has the stores are open, people are moving things, fine. She'im kein ein ze yom menucha. So what is it? Kach ikran shel devarim. Ki b'chlal mitzvus asei shvus shel Torah. Lishbos min malachos, yesh lishbos mikol shvus derech klal. In addition, or included in the assay to be shoveis from malacha, so here it's clear he paskins like the Rambam, as we mentioned yesterday. It's clear that he holds assay applies to the malacha lamitas malachos. Bechlal mitzvah assay shvus shel Torah lishbos mi malachos, so yesh lishbos mikol shvus derech klal. There's a general principle shelo laso Shabbos kechol. There's no overarching principle to not make Shabbos like a weekday. Aval b'chol pradu prak ki avad leiv izdayir v'idach v'lo have Shabbos k'chol have shvus drabanan. So the general principle of not making Shabbos k'chol is a din d'oraisa. So if you go ahead and you do one specific violation, so you move something that's usher to move, you open your store, you're involved in Mecha Chomemkar, so that's a violation v'drabanan. But maybe, according to the Ritva, if you were to go ahead and you were to make Shabbos k'chol l'chol davar, so maybe that would be a violation d'oraisa. I mean, the din d'oraisa is to not make Shabbos chol. If you make Shabbos chol, you violate a d'oraisa. The Chachamim made gzeros, or they made shvusim, for individual maisim. So measuring. So you can't fill up a cup of hot water. You can't measure a cup of hot water on Shabbos. So that's also Shabbos chol? No. But the Chachamim made a gzera that's in the direction of osa Shabbos chol. That could be a shvus, and you could violate a drabanan. But if you were to go ahead and osa Shabbos chol legamri, you want to know how you make Shabbos chol? Well, he says, "Ava b'chol pradu prat ki avidle." When you violate each din of the drabanan, v'zohir be'idach to lo have a Shabbos chol, but you're still careful to not make Shabbos chol. Have a shvus drabanan. That's a shvus drabanan.
When you cross the line,
you know it when you see it. Snack, he doesn't say when you cross the line. What?
Right. That was the intention of
Chacham.
So obviously, if you're doing it, you're making Shabbos Kechol.
No, I think Rabbanan.
What's behind the
Chacham? Rabbanan asked
for Medida because they don't want to be Shabbos Kechol.
But they don't hold that Medida is Shabbos Kechol. You get on the scale on Shabbos, and that's Shabbos Kechol. Doesn't seem like Midrabanan is terrible. Midrabanan is terrible. Midaraisa is still not. Right, that's the motivating factor, but you're not violating the rice of Osir Shabbos Chol yet.
So one would be able to do that when you do it.
No, that's it's really clear from the Ritva. It's clear, he says. Read again.
Is that the way we said before we saw the Ritva? We saw before we saw the Ritva, the Rebbe didn't say that.
No, not in the Ritva. It's not as Medirik in the Ritva in Shabbos. But in the Ritva here, we weren't sure. We didn't like that in the Ramban.
We didn't like it.
In the Ramban, we didn't like it. Not sure. No, I know why, because whatever. It's complicated. No, because we thought in Shir that maybe the Ramban was saying that every din drabanan has some sort of d'oraisa element. Right.
So that means like salsa.
We compare it to salsa. Right. So for the Ramban, we think that it's
have some form of alvara salsa.
Right. But from the Ritva here it's clear not that way. Did you see the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah?
I didn't see that. I heard you say.
Yeah, so. Kedai to see. But that's clear. It's clear from the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the Ramban's not saying that. Maybe, I mean, he says, Kach Shemati Margolis Shebedeni Mirabeinu Ramban. So if this wasn't the Pshat and the Pshat was just that slow Sasha, why is it a Margolis? Hey, it's clear from, I think that's the explanation of the Ritva. Good. So that's if you put the Ritva together in Rosh Hashanah with what he says in Shabbos. It's also interesting if you the Ramban al Torah also has this Yesod, and it's clear that's where the Ritva is coming from. But the emphasis in the Ramban al Torah is a little different. The Ramban has this whole thing about how you could keep the Lamentas Malachos but still violate the spirit of Shabbos. But the Ritva's key phrase is Shlo Yeh Shabbos Chol, Oseh Shabbos Chol. That's what's critical for him. The Ramban talks about Amal V'Tircha. Now, the way we explain the Ramban in Shir is, again, like a Lo Sasser model. So Torah tells you, listen to the Chachamim. So now when I go ahead and I violate what the Chachamim say, am I violating a Daraisa or am I violating a Drabanan? Is every Drabanan now a Din Daraisa? No. And that's how you have to answer the Ramban's questions when it comes to Lo Sasser. So it's not that every Drabanan is a Daraisa. So when I violate a Drabanan, I violate a general principle of not listening to the Chachamim. It's not that every Drabanan is a Daraisa. So here also, the way we explained it, was that according to Ramban al Torah, when I violate a drabanan on Shabbos, I open my store on Shabbos, I'm not violating a d'oraisa. I'm violating a general principle of midoraisa to follow what the Chachamim say about keeping Shabbos. That's how we explained it in Shir. So if you contrast that with what the Ritva is saying in Rosh Hashanah, then there's a difference. It's a different model. One of them saying is that the Chachamim are just offering things that lead to Oseh Shabbos Chol. But Oseh Shabbos Chol itself is a violation of Daraisa. The other one is saying that there's a general principle to listen to the Chachamim when it comes to Shabbos, because there's a spirit of Shabbos also. But when I violate Kol Prat Uprat, that's equivalent to violating every Din Drabanan in general, where it's backed by the force of Lo Sasser, but that particular Din is not going to be a Din D'Oraisa. Okay, so you really have three models here. Three models in this Shvus Midoraisa argument. There's the model of Maritz Chayis, that the Torah answers everything. By Masar Kasav El Chachamim, they could be making on certain things, they could tell you it's okay. There's the model of the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah, that if I'm Ose Shabbos Chol, then I violate a D'Oraisa Aseh. If I violate, let's say, Medida Drabanan, or I open my store, so that's, and that's not, and I'm careful not to be Ose Shabbos Chol, then I violate a Drabanan, not a D'Oraisa. The third model is this model of the double, the two levels. There's a general principle of Midaraisa to follow what the Chachamim say. But when I violate each prat, that could be violated, like violating a Lo Sasser Midaraisa. Each prat is Midrabanan, but it has the Oraisa force to not violate what the Chachamim say in safeguarding Shabbos. Good?
So if you violate to get a D'Oraisa?
That's like the question they asked by Lo Sasser. Every Drabanan is worse than D'Oraisa because you're also violating a Drabanan. The answer to that is that the Drabanan also tell you to keep the D'Oraisas. Right, so when you violate the right, you also violate the Rabbanon. Good. So then again, you have a fourth shita, but just denying this whole model, that's a shita of Tosfos. That all these shvusim really have no basis in midaraisa at all. It's just an asmachta ba'alma. But really, they're all just dinim midrabanan. So we'll come back to this model when you want to explain the Rambam Shita on this Gemara, which we'll get to at the end. So it's interesting, we'll point out one other difference between the Rambam's model and the Ramban's model. And I believe I was told that we mentioned this in the beginning of Shir yesterday, although I missed the beginning. But for the Rambam, Chaval of Aleph, which is the equivalent of the Ramban's Parshas Emor argument, especially according to the Magen Mishnah, who thinks that the Rambam holds the same category as the Ramban, so there's an important difference. The Ramban tells you that Amel and Torach is Aser Midaraisa. That's the driving principle. You have Lo Sasa Kamalacha. In addition to that, there's a prohibition on Amel V'Tircha. That's not what the Rambam says. Rambam doesn't say there's an independent value of amel v'tircha, of not being mis'amel, not being toreach. The Rambam doesn't tell you that there's an independent value of shelo yeh Shabbos chol in chaf aleph aleph. The Rambam does tell you that, but in chaf dalet aleph, or in the end of parak chaf dalet, which is clearly midrabanan. But in the Rambam's equivalent to the Ramban and the Ritva, the Ramban al Torah and the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says that they're usher because they're domel l'melacha, or they're mevi'im l'dei melacha. So according to the Rambam, what's driving this second half of the Mitzvah Taseh is still the paradigm of Malacha. Just an extended definition of Malacha. There are the core Malachos that are Lamites, and then there are things that are quasi-Malachos. And they're Aser because of their conceptual proximity to the Lamites. The Ramban's not saying that, and the Ritva's not saying that. They're saying that in addition to the Lamites Malachos, there's a separate value of Shabbos, also Shlo Yeh Mis'amel and Shlo Yeh Toreach, or Shlo Yeh Shabbos Chol. That's an important distinction to keep in mind between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ritva model, even though they have a similar paradigm, even though they have this two-tiered level. There's another shita when it comes to the Aseh of Shabbos found in the Ritva and the Rashba in Yevamos and Dafvav. So they say that the Aseh of Shabbos is only chal on the Avos Malachos. So something like Mechamer, which is not an Av Malacha, will not be included in the Aseh of Shabbos. Very interesting shita. It means the aseh is less expansive than the los aseh. According to the Rambam, the aseh is chal melachos and it extends over to chaf aleph aleph. According to this Ritva, the mitzvah aseh is more restrictive than the los aseh, because it's only chal on the avos melachos. Whereas the los aseh, let's say, is chal on the avos, it's chal on the toldos, and it's probably chal on mechamer also. According to Sajigon also, the aseh only applies to the malachos, and the los aseh extends even to things like mechamer. So it comes out, according to this, that the Aseh may be more restrictive than the Los Aseh. The Chassam Sofer says, and Hanan had this diak also in the Ritva, Hanan and Yoni, has diak in the Ritva, the Ritva in Yevamos accepts the position of Rabbeinu Yonah, and Mechamer is not included in the Aseh, because the Aseh is only Chal and Avos Malachos, and yet, he also buys into this argument of the Ramban, that Amel V'Tircha is Aser, as part of the Aseh. That's the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah and the Ritva in Shabbos. So if you put the Ritvas together, then according to the Ritva, there are two dinim in the Aseh of Shabbos. One din of Amel V'Tircha, and another din of Avos Malachos. Okay. What?
Explain that again.
According to the Ritva, there are two dinim, because the Ritva accepts what the Rabbeinu Yonah says in Yevamos, which is that the Aseh of Shabbos is only Chal on the Avos Malachos, and therefore doesn't include Mechamer. And yet he also accepts the Ramban's premise in Emor that the Aseh includes this Amel V'Tircha of Shabbos. So if you put the Ritva in Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah together with the Ritva in Yevamos, you get that there are two aspects of the Aseh, one on Avos Malachos and one on Amel V'Tircha. But, I mean, the point is that it's not going to cover Mechamer, and it may not cover Toldos. Amalachos.
You don't need to say that. We could just say it's a coincidental overlap between the Aseh and the Lot Aseh. It just happens to be the Avot Malachos fall into the category of the Aseh. It has nothing to the intrinsic category of the Aseh.
Avot Malachos are Tircha?
Yeah.
Tircha to right? On Shabbos?
Shnei Batei Nirin? You could say that it's considered Amal V'Tircha. You could say that somehow is. Depends how you define Amal V'Tircha. In terms of doing business, you write all the time. It's definitely Tircha. To sell and buy things on Shabbos. Whole day, and that's only writing. And if your job was to make batei nirin, presumably that wouldn't be tircha if you spent all day doing it. So it could just be coincidentally, it happens to be these things are tircha, then that's partly why
they are. Could be. The Chassam Sofer thinks that they're really two dinim.
Right, I'm just saying, not, it's a Chassam Sofer is a good source. I'm just saying, I'm not sure you can use the Ritva as a source. It's not mukach at all.
Alright.
Coincidentally.
I hear. Yeah. Sure.
So within the Avos Malachos and the Ritva Aseh, does that mean that the Aseh is reinforcing the Lav in the Avos Malachos?
Doesn't seem like it, because it's not the Lav is on everything, and the Aseh is only on the Avos. So just the Avos need reinforcement?
So the Avos Malachos are objective violations of
Maybe. Or it's not about Menucha per se. I don't know. Could be. Maybe like definitions of Menucha.
I mean, what's the Aseh about?
I don't know, I wasn't totally honest, because I was distinguishing a minute ago between the Ritva, Osa Shabbos Chol, and the Ramban's Amel V'Tircha. So if you buy into that distinction, then you don't have to say anything about the Avos. The Chassam Sofer puts them together. Chassam Sofer lumps the Ritva and the Ramban together. And he says the Ritva holds the Amel V'Tircha. But if you distinguish between Amel V'Tircha and Osa Shabbos Chol, then it's a more elegant distinction, because you could say that the Avos Malachos are Din and Osa Shabbos Chol. As definition to what Shabbos is. The definition of what Shabbos is Avos Malachos. So those are intrinsic to Osa Shabbos Chol. It spills over to other things also.
The totals aren't
that? No. Maybe not. Yeah.
It's not clear that Avos Malachos necessarily means
the Lafuke Toldos. Yeah, it's not clear. But he says, his Lashon is Avos Malachos.
But in the ritual, he qualifies it again, right? He says, Dumya de.
Okay.
So like the Tolda,
maybe that's referring to Avos.
Right, but let's say like a Tolda of Harisha would be obviously Dumi to Harisha, right?
I don't know, maybe not Dumi enough.
Can we weigh in on the Ramban on Torah for not including Malachos or just including
me? So I think in Shir we definitely understood, and definitely the beginning of the Ramban, is that it's including Malachos. Like that written Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
That includes Malachos.
Then what do you do
at the end of the Ramban?
Yeah.
You say he means to include what he said earlier.
Why don't you do that at the beginning and give it to the end?
Okay. Right, I hear. I think it's an interesting shaila. I think you can yashav the Ramban by saying what?
Well,
this was a big fight, yeah. So this, as we were talking about, I don't know, my father didn't like the idea, b'chlal, that you could say it's not including Davos Malachos. Yeah, Rabbi Hussein understood that way.
Huh?
And then at the end he says that it's only... don't know. It's an interesting shot. Look, I would say something different. I would say that the Ramban means is that if you violate the Avos Malachos Ba'ama V'tircha, then you violate an Aseh. If you violate Avos Malachos Benachas V'menucha, so then you don't violate the Aseh. And that's why sometimes Ramban has it as Aseh Chal on the Malachos and sometimes Nachal on the Malachos. Right, Medina, it's not covering that. Stay against the Rambam. But in Shir, we were learning it the other way. So I thought it was a little nogea bedavar to that reading, because the Chiddush in the end of the Shir was to say that it has to include Avos Malachos, right? So, but I don't know. I think it pulls both ways. I don't know.
Hey.
Okay, so another important question that we raised in Shir. Okay, having discussed Minyan HaMitzvos, having discussed what Pasuk, having discussed the relationship between the Lav and Aseh, so we have to ask, what's the, not just whether the Rishonim assume the Aseh is Chal on the Lav, or whether the Aseh is independent from the Lav, or whether it's both, we have to ask, is there some deeper connection between the Aseh and the Lav? Does the Aseh take on properties of the Mitzvahs Lo Saseh Lo Sasa Kol Malacha? So the first Makar we saw here was the Rambam Perish HaMishnayis in Shabbos, in Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, where the Rambam says that any mitzvah that has a chum or lo saseh, so it has schar gadol for the kiyam aseh. And the Rambam says that, you see that for lo saseh kol malachi of iser skila, which is the most chumor, so for the kiyam shvisa, for the kiyam aseh, you could have schar gadol. So clearly the Rambam sees the onesh of the lo saseh as being relevant to the schar for the aseh of shvisa b'shabbos. So what that shows you is that not only is there an aseh covering the los aseh, but that the aseh and the los aseh are fundamentally related. The aseh takes on the properties of the chumrah of the los aseh. I could have said hai lechu dekai and hai lechu dekai. It's very chumrah to be over the aseh, but if you're shoveis, that's what's expected. It's nothing more than that. There's a very interesting chassam sofer who also goes in this direction in a much more machudish way. So chassam sofer in Yeridea Reish Nanalev. So here's asked a very interesting question. The Shita and Tosos that when you have Aseh Doche Los Aseh Vaseh, and Aseh against the Los Aseh Vaseh, so we paskin that it's not Doche. So what does it mean that an Aseh is not Doche Los Aseh Vaseh? Does that mean that it's worthless against the combined power of an Aseh and a Los Aseh? Or does it mean that the Aseh is Doche the Los Aseh, but you're still left with the Aseh? So it's a Dian. 2 days in Tosos, and the Mishnah Malach has a whole discussion about it. But one day it holds that the Aseh is Doche the Los Aseh, and all you're left with is the aseh. So somebody asked the Chassam Sofer, if that's true, well then the Gemara says that if you do Mila Shelo Bizmana B'Shabbos, so there's no heter of Dechiyah B'Shabbos for Mila Shelo Bizmana, it's only by Yom HaShemini. So then how, the Gemara says you get Karis. If you do a Mila Shelo Bizmana on Shabbos. So Mila is an aseh, Shabbos is an aseh velos aseh, the aseh of Shabbos, according to this day in Tosla, should be doche the los aseh. The aseh of Mila should be doche the los aseh of Shabbos. So what are you left with? An aseh of Shabbos. Oh. How do you get kares for the aseh of Shabbos? Shouldn't kares only be a din if you violate los aseh kol malacha? The Chassam Sofer says your assumption is wrong. You assume that the kares is a din dafke in a los aseh? It's a din in aseh also. So din in the chumrah of Shabbos. So even if you violate just the aseh of Shabbos, because the aseh of Mila was doched los aseh of Shabbos, so you're left with the aseh of Shabbos, and the aseh of Shabbos is just as chumrah as the los aseh. So you get kares for violating the aseh as well. Big chiddush. Chassam Sofer in Aleph, in Yoredea, from in Reish Nun Aleph. Question? No, no questions on that Chassam Sofer. Nobody. Well, what do you do with the general principle? There are only two aseis, sheish b'em kares.
They don't have lav.
What?
They don't have lav.
Ah, Chassam Sofer says. Yeah. Very good. So, Akoponim, you see, according to Chassam Sofer, that the asei takes on the chumrah characteristics of the los asei. Chassam Sofer in another tshuva, in chelek hei, simin kuf tzadi hei, so there he has a big chiddush also. The Gemara in Chulin, daf hei, says that a mumra l'shabbos is a mumra l'chol tarakula. So what about somebody who violates the Aseh of Shabbos? So Chassam Sofer is also Mumr L'chol HaTara Kula. Quotes the Pesukim in Nehemiah. Nehemiah He quotes the Ramban also. Inosein v'nosein b'chanuso b'chlal mechal al Shabbos v'yom tovu. Hareyu kechol mechal le Shabbos b'yisur naksuvim b'Torah. And he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says that the shvusim are sanctioned midaraisa. So somebody who violates the Asay of Shabbos is considered mechal al Shabbos and zemum lechal Torah kula. V'hu mikro mefurish b'nechemya perek tesvav. B'yamim ahem arisi b'yehuda v'atzurim yashvam v'yim dag. Right, so you see that they're selling things on Shabbos. And then what does he say? See that the pasuk says that for opening up your store on Shabbos, you're considered a mechal Shabbos. So Chassam Sofer says this must be like the Ramban. It's a right to the Ramban that it's Taraisa. Therefore, you're mum lechol Torah kula also. So the truth is that this Chassam Sofer, I mean, A, it shows that the Asay of Shabbos takes on the characteristic of Mum L'chol Torah Kula that you find by Asiyas Melacha. Okay, so it's kind of like the Rambam and the other tshuva that he has. But it's just interesting that he brings a raya from the Ramban. Right? L'chor, you could have been Mechalik. All the Ramban says is that Shvusim Ar Midoraisa. Just because you're violating a Doraisa of Shabbos doesn't mean that you're Mum L'chol Torah Kula. You have to assume. Right, but it's not sufficient. I mean, it's not sufficient. It's not sufficient. You need the Ramban, but he's going even further. You can't say, "Oh, according to the Ramban, you're mumlechol Torah kula," because according to the Ramban,
the pasuk Yishai calls him mechal Shabbos, so he's a mumler. Now, it definitely proves that there is, so it definitely writes the Ramban
that there is. I mean, all the Achronim, but the Achronim talk about a mumler. The Achronim talk about a mumler lechal Shabbos midrabanan.
What?
The Achronim talk about a mumler lechal Shabbos midrabanan. I mean, he's assuming against. I think they're saying that you could be a mumer le'inyan dinam d'rabbanan. That's what Rekiv Eger talks about. So what's his raya? I don't know. I mean, I thought this. Where's the raya? The raya is from the Chemya, right? So you're machal Shabbos midivrei sofrim. But it's to midivrei sofrim, right? Divrei Kabbalah. That's the level of the Chil Shabbos also.
Why?
Well, but is he saying you're Mechal Shabbos? I mean, Torah is saying you're a Mechal Shabbos L'inyan, the Ksuvim that we're in. Right. I don't know. But either way, the Chassam Sofer assumes that the Din of Mum L'chol Torah Kula applies to the based off this Ramban, but he's going a step further than the Ramban. He's not saying it's just Daraisa. He's saying that it's a Daraisa and it has the force of Mum L'chol Torah Kula. He doesn't talk about it. He doesn't say it for Shavuos. Because here he's talking about Milo. Milo be a Daraisa. It could be a Melacha.
So you would have to say it's only Karlis on the Asay Melacha. You have to say that idea we're saying is what? There are two aspects of Asay. Asay Melacha is going to have Karlis Asay.
But I don't know if he would extend it to the.
So
I mean, he doesn't say it doesn't apply to the Shavuosim. But he's still building off the Ramban. I mean. I mean, you couldn't have Karis on the Shvusim. I think it's a shot. I don't know if it's up there. Maybe. Yeah, don't open a store on.
Even though there's no
lamb. Right.
It only comes on the lamb.
But he's saying the whole mitzvah now takes. According to the Rambam, same Shiloh. According to the Rambam, do you say you get schar for being shoveis from the Shvusim more so than the schar you get for a Mila? It's the same Shiloh. When you're building something else, do you say that the lav is referring to the mitzvah of Shabbos? So anything that's noveh from Shabbos has that same status. Or say no, dafka is something that's mirrored by the actual law. I think it's open in both cases.
Wouldn't say there's a hierarchy, there's different stuff, things going on, it makes it hard to.
Yeah, but Shaila is how much is he machalik between the shvusim and the melachos? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it could extend.
Either way, you can use the fact that it's an ase sheish v'kareis to explain why shvusim are
a nidcha for a tkiya shofar on a shana. Hey, you don't have to say that's even karis. You don't have to say karis. You could just say
the
raisa.
But it's still an ase sheish for karis.
I'll have to explain why.
So even if you don't apply the karis to the second din, it's still an ase sheish for karis.
Well, it's not
speak
chedesh.
Yeah, it's
speak
chedesh, I'm saying.
Second. Okay. This all violates Yehuda's rule that you can't say things are mochra. You're going to have to lighten up to that over the course of the year.
I say you
So a parallel question is the question of Chiyuv Noshim in the Aseh. Are Noshim Mitzuveh in the Aseh of Shabbos, and it's clear from the discussions of Yom Tov. Tosfos in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Daled, Amud Aleph, assumes that Noshim are not included in the Mitzvah Aseh of Yom Tov. It's Mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama. So Tosfos says, "Aye, what do you do with the Gemara in Chaf Daled, Amud Beis in Shabbos? That ain't surfing kachin biyom tov because the aseh is not doche los aseh vaseh. For nashim, it should be doche because they're not mitzvah in the aseh of yom tov. So the aseh should be doche los aseh because they're not mitzvah in the aseh. The aseh, the sreifas kachim, should be doche los aseh yom tov." Tosfos has an answer there, but the point is that he keeps his assumption that women are exempt from the aseh of yom tov. The sefer Achinuch and the Ran. Sefer HaChinuch and Simon Shin Chaf Aleph disagrees. Why? Why are women obligated in the assay of Shvisas Yom Tov? Because they're Nichla on the Los assay. So once again, just like the Chassam Sofer and the Rambam were taking Dinim from the Lav and extending it to the assay, so Sefer HaChinuch is saying that because the women are Nichla on the Los assay, Hushva Akatsuv Ish V'Isha L'chol Onshin Shabbat Torah, so there are also chayiv in the aseh of Yom Tov. Now the Ramban on that same Gemara says about makeh, the sisa makeh legagecha. So he says the opposite, meaning. So over here you see from the Sefer HaChinuch that the aseh stems from the los aseh. Since they're nichla on the los aseh, they're nichla on the aseh also. The Ramban says you could have said the opposite for makeh. If woman, so by makeh the Ramban says the aseh is the main part of the mitzvah. The los aseh is there only to reinforce the aseh. So since women are exempt from the aseh, they're exempt also from the los aseh. And so the difference is it depends on the mitzvah. Which one's the ikar? Is the ikar the aseh, in which case women will be exempt from the los aseh also, or is the ikar the los aseh, in which case women will be included in the aseh? So Sefer HaChinuch says that by Shabbos, or by Yom Tov at least, you see that the los aseh is the main thing. We suggested in Shir, for Rav Sajagon, that the opposite is true. The ikar is the assay, and the los assay is there to reinforce the assay. So speculating, what would happen if Rav Sajagon bought into this premise of the Ramban? Okay. Maybe that's what Tosfos holds. Is Tosfos denying that there's a los aseh of shvisa mimlacha on Yom Tov? No. Maybe Tosfos just holds that the ikar is the aseh. Hard to know. The point is that if you buy that premise of the Ramban, that when the lav is there only to reinforce the aseh, then you should have an analog when it comes to Shabbos or Yom Tov, according to Rav Sajagon. Big head there, right?
Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, the Ramban denies it when it comes to Yom Tov or Shabbos, right? Maybe it's impossible to buy into that premise of for Sajgon to buy into that premise of the Ramban.
Not sure about it.
What? I don't know.
What would you buy into
Shabbos?
So Shabbos is not a mitzvah. I don't know if Shabbos would be a mitzvah as man grama. We're talking about Yom Tov, really. The shaila is if you were to adopt that line of reasoning, Lagabe Shabbos. So woman may not be a good nafkamina because mitzvah is man grama. But the point that if the ikar is the assay, then the nafkamina of the assay affects your chiyuv in the lavin also. That's what Yoni's saying. I'm not suggesting it. I'm saying if you were to put together two shitas, that's what would happen.
You're taking a chiddush in the Chinuch that says that the lois aseh affects an aseh, flipping around
based on the Ramban says.
No,
the Ramban flips it. The Ramban flips it. The Ramban says that if you're putter from the aseh, you're putter from the lois aseh also. On Lamed Daled in Kedushin. Yeah. So I'm saying if you bought that paradigm of Makkah and applied it to what we were arguing in Shir about Rav Sajagon, So you get Yoni's conclusion.
Shabbos is
Aseh, right? Yeah. Yeah, so he's saying Yom Tov. That was your conclusion, right? Lagabi Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Not by Shabbos.
Why not by Shabbos?
How could you not get that conclusion?
I was just
saying
what you were implying.
Right.
Why not by Shabbos?
So they say, I didn't imply it, you inferred. That's what they say.
Why not by Shabbos?
What?
Why would Shabbos not be Aseh Shazman Gomel?
Do we generally assume that Shabbos and Mitzvah is not grandma?
Probably.
Yeah? We've shown them we're only raising it like a
pretty
non
grandma.
You talk about it for the same
thing.
Yeah.
That's the whole
yeah.
discussion of Mishnah and the Nechlas Kina.
Alright.
You can explain the Mimud of Zephyr and Shemir.
Kosha Yeshna Bish. I mean, we don't assume that the Pturim of Mitzvah they apply. No?
Right, but that's because of Shemir despite the fact that.
And that wouldn't apply to Zer Malacha?
What?
Kol sheyeshna b'shmira is b'zchira. Right? So they have chiv derais even the asay.
Isn't that the entire discussion of Faskina and the Mishnah Rambam whether women are chayav and asay of Shabbos?
Yeah.
But everyone assumes that it is my grandma.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the din of a mitzvah which is my grandma.
Oh, that's it.
I'm not saying Shabbos is not caused by time. Good. That's what you'd get if you had the Sefer Achinuch and Tosos and combine it with the argument with the Rsajgon and the Ramban. The fourth way of assessing the status of the Aseh is the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Samach Tasim Aleph. What's considered Yediyah Shabbos? So the Gemara wants to know. The Gemara has a case where if you're over on each one of the Lamed Tes Malachos, so you're chayav kol achas va'achas. So the Gemara is trying to construct a case of where you have Yediyah Shabbos, but Shigigas Malachos. So you know that there's such a concept of Shabbos, but you don't know that there's such a concept of Malachos. So the Gemara says maybe it's a case of Diyada B'Tchumen Aliba Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it's a case where you know that there's some sort of Chiyuv of Tchumen. So you don't know anything about Isser Malacha, but you know that there's a concept of Shabbos. So Tosas asks, Tamalari, Damai lo kamar Diyadli l'Shabbos Basay, Techsiv Yamashvi Tishbos, Uchsiv Nam Yushmartim as Shabbos. So here you have the Re invoking two different psukim for the Aseh, either Tishbos or Shmartim as Shabbos. But he wants to know, is the idea of the Aseh sufficient knowledge of Shabbos to say it's Zadon Shabbos? And it seems Tosos leaves a Bitzarachian, right? It seems like according to Tosos, it really should be enough of a idea. So knowing the Aseh of Isser Malacha, I assume Tosos is talking here about Isser Malacha. Pashas is talking about Isser Malacha. So is knowing the Aseh of Isser Malacha sufficient knowledge of Yediyah Shabbos to say it's Zadon Shabbos? The Ramban also asked the question, essentially. And the Ramban offers two deos. Either the Gemara already included this in its premise, and the Gemara says, when you're Shigigah Shabbos, the Gemara assumes that you don't know the Aseh. You don't know anything about Shabbos. Meaning, that the Gemara assumes if you knew that there was an Aseh of Shabbos, so that's Zadon Shabbos. Sorry, that's Zadon Malachos. Okay. But then the Ramban also has another Deya that says maybe that's not a sufficient idea. Okay, so the Ramban has two Deyas. Whether knowledge of the Aseh is sufficient idea of Malachos Shabbos. Now we asked in Shir, it's a bit of a... We posed the question if the Ramban al-Torah really holds of the Aseh of Shabbos being a Dinda Raisa extending to all the Shvusim, then why is the Ramban here so hesitant to buy into the Aseh of Shabbos of being a Diyah Shabbos? That was the question that we posed in Shir. So Ramban here has two Deyos, right? So it could be that the Ramban's Maskana is exactly like he's saying in this parish of Torah, the Enachanami, Yidiyas, Aseh of Shabbos, Yidiyas, the notion of Amavatircha, that is sufficient knowledge of Shabbos. Could be. So we wanted to suggest an answer based off the Ritva here. That the Ritva says, well, what about the Aseh of Oneg Shabbos? What about the Aseh, forget about Malacha. What about the Aseh of Oneg Shabbos? What about the Aseh of Kiddush? The Ritva says that can't be. That's not sufficient Yediyah Shabbos. Why? She'ein Yediyah Shabbos lifnei Kiddush v'havdala v'oneg achila. Im eino yodea inyan shvisat hamlacha shehu ikar. The essence of Shabbos is always shvisat mimlacha. V'goreim hazechira shel Kiddush v'oneg hamachlo. Hashem Shabbos v'ayinafash. What underwrites the chiyuv of oneg Shabbos and achila and Kiddush on Shabbos is the Yisr Melacha. So if I just know, let's say the toldos, I just know what the consequences of the Yisr Melacha, that's not sufficient. I have to know the very essence of Shabbos, I have to know the Yisr Melachos per se. So here he wants to say that maybe that the idea that you see built into this Ritva, not in his application, because his application is the other essays of Shabbos. Well, you're saying maybe this is the idea behind the Rambam. That even though the Rambam holds that there are two dinim to the mitzvah say of Shabbos, there's a din of an asay of losasa kol malacha, and there's a din of shavusim, dvar ma'domim malacha and dvar ma'mevim lidei malacha, you couldn't have had an asay that's just chal on the shavusim. So maybe that explains why. Because the essence of Shmira Shabbos is always losasa kol malacha. Things could be extensions of losasa kol malacha, but you can never have things that are independent of losasa kol malacha when it comes to Shvisa b'Shabbos. So maybe that's why the Rambam read the Gemara in Kuf Yudal and Beis against the Pashat read of the Gemara. According to the Pashat Pshat and the Gemara, the 2 days are exclusive. If you hold that it's chal on the Shvusim, then it's not chal on malacha. But the Rambam still passing the no, that says chal on both. So you're suggesting that maybe the Rambam, in a similar vein to this Ritva, the Rambam held that by definition you have to know that the assay is tishbos mimulacha. That's Aleph Aleph, and the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Shvusim. Once you know the Ikar of Shabbos, then you can have an extension to the Shvusim of Shabbos. That's how the Rambam waits the Chaf Aleph Aleph to introduce the extensions of the Isra Mulacha, and that's how the Rambam Dafka makes the Shvisa from the Lamentas Malachos, the essence of the essay. Just 1 second. Given that premise, that the two dinim in the Rambam reflect, let's say, a hierarchy, there's the essence of Shabbos, and then there's something that stems, there's an extension of that definition of Malacha into Naseh of Shvisa, so maybe we can understand one other point in the Rambam. The Gemara in Kuf Yudal and Beis, Paskin by Knivas Yarek, or the Gemara suggested what happens. The Yom HaKippurim Shechol Yos B'chol Knivas Yarek is going to be Mutter. Rashi said, why is Knivas Yarek Mutter on Yom Kippur? So Nisr Shvus Midaraisa, according to the first day in the Gemara on Shabbos, so why is it Mutter on Yom Kippur? So Rashi says, because there are no Shvusim on Yom Kippur. There are no Shvusim of Isra Malacha on Yom Kippur. They're by definition only associated with V'nisim Es Nafsho Seichem. Okay, so to borrow what we were saying in Shir, if the essence of Shabbos is Isra Malacha, the essence of Yom Kippur, according to Rashi, is V'nisim Es Nafsho Seichem. So the spillover, the extension, is going to be with respect to V'nisim Es Nafsho Seichem, not with respect to Losasa Kol Malacha of Shabbos. Tosos couldn't understand that. Tosos says it's inconceivable if there's this fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. If the essence of Shabbos is Isra Malacha, the essence of Yom Kippur is also Isra Malacha, and immediately you could have all the Shvusim on Yom Kippur also. I don't buy this distinction between V'nisim and Isra Malacha with respect to Shvusim. But from the Rambam, it would seem, what my father was arguing, that the Rambam holds that the Isra Malacha and the V'nisim Es Nafsho Seichem on Yom Kippur go hand in hand. So you can't say like Rashi, you can't say that the Shvusim are only going to be chal on the V'nisim Es Nafsho Seichem, because that's no more integral to the Kedusha of Yom Kippur than the Isra Malacha on Yom Kippur. And Rambam paskins that there's an asay of Shvisa on Yom Kippur. So if that's true, if the Rambam doesn't buy into Rashi's position here, Rambam holds that there are Shvusim on Yom Kippur, and the Rambam doesn't buy into Tosis' Asmachta. So how does the Rambam understand why Knivas Yarek is Mutter on Yom Kippur? So we suggested that this is the essence of Shvusim. Even though they're Asar Midaraisa, like Rashi was saying in general, even though they're Asar Midaraisa, by definition, they're there to protect. They're not there like Losasa Kom Losasa Malachos is objective. Lama Tas Malachos are antithetical to the nature of Shabbos. Shvusim are a little more benign. Right? They're there because they protect, let's say, Tishbos, Tzakim and Shabbos. They're there to protect the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. But they're not essential to the day, even though they're both Daraisa. So if a Malacha was ever going to be a Kiyum in Shabbos, it can never be Mutter. If Knivas Yarek were to be a Malacha, it can never Matir it on Shabbos, if it was a Malacha. But Shvusim, which by definition are stage lower, they're not objective Chilulei Shabbos, they're not objective Chilul Shabbos, they're there as an extension of the Shvisa. So if Li Yitzur, you had a Shvus that became a Kiyum in the Mitzvah Sayom, as part of the nature of the day, then maybe the Shvus would become Mutter on that day. So on Yom Kippur, even though in general there are Shvusim, Knivas Yarek, which is a Kiyum in V'nisim Es Nafsho Seichem, I think the Ritva has that Lashon here also on Kufi Dalim base. So since Knivas Yarek is a Kiyum in V'nisim Es Nafsho Seichem, even though other Shvusim are also, so it's going to be Mutter. And that could never have occurred had Knivas Yarek been a Malacha. Because a Malacha is always something objective. But the Shvus, when it becomes a Kiyum in the Mitzvah Hayom, then it'll be Mutter. And that's why Knivas Yarek is going to be Mutter on Yom HaKippur M'shechol Yos Bechol, because the Kiyum in the day. And maybe, you would say that there's a Tzad that it could be Mutter on Yom HaKippur M'shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Since it's a Kiyum with respect to the Yom Kippur Shebo, it could become a Kiyum with respect to the Shabbos Shebo. Now it's very hard to say Amidaraisa, because it's against the Gemara. But maybe if you hold that it's Midrabanan, and like the Baal Mor Paskins that Knivas Yarek is Mutter against the other Rishonim, on Shabbos Shechol Yos Yom Kippurim. If you hold that it's Drabanan, and the Rabbanan wouldn't matir other Shvusim on Shabbos Shechol Yos Yom Kippur, maybe they wouldn't even matir Malachos Midrabanan. But because of the nature of a Shvus, that's built in, or it's something that's there to affect the nature of the Kedushas Hayom, so that's something that the Chachamim would be willing to be matir. Okay. So that's it. And my next Chazar Shir will pick up with the Chiluk Malachos and the Lo Saseh of Lo Saseh Malacha on Shabbos. Mark Sima Tov to everyone, and I'll send out an email today whether everybody wants Shir on Thursday or not. What?